This short sermonette is titled Christmas Love.
那今天有一个短短的分享，就是有关于圣诞之爱。
It's about a boy who was 7 years old. His experience.
这是讲到一个小小男孩，只有七岁，他的圣诞经验。
But of course, it was told by an adult when he was much older later.
当然，这个故事呢是在他长大以后才能够写出来的。
The author himself was Italian.
这个作者本人呢是意大利人。
He was born in California, Los Angeles, California, and later on moved back to Italy for a number of years before he came back to America again.
他原来呢是在加州的洛杉矶出生，后来呢他又回到了意大利，住了多年以后再一次回到了美国。
His name is called Leo Buscaglia.
他的名字呢叫做 Leo Buscaglia.
You see the projection here. At the bottom right, that's the picture of Leo Buscaglia.
在这个右下方呢，就是这个作者 Leo Buscaglia.
And many years after teaching at the University of Southern California, he wrote a book, and the book is titled Seven Stories of Christmas Love.
他呢是在这个南加大教学多年之后呢，就写了这本书，叫做《这个圣诞节七个小故事》。
Now, why did he write that book?
那为什么他要写这本书呢
？He started out. He was a professor at University of Southern California, teaching in the Department of Special Education.
他原来呢是在南加大，在一个特别的部门教学，就是教这个特别教育。
That was in the 50s, 60s, and forward.
那时候是60, 70, 80年代的时候。
And in late 60s, there was a girl in his class.
那在60年代的时候，他班上有一个小女孩。
He always looked at this girl because she was the most attentive student in his class.
他每一次呢都看着这个小学生，他发现这个小学生真是一个最用功、最聆听的孩子。
And this college student wrote some reports, and he looked at her writing, and he really liked what she wrote.
他看了他自己的这个女学生写的作品，然后教授看了觉得非常欣赏。
But one day he woke up reading the news.
可是有一天早上，他起来了，看了报纸。
This sophomore girl committed suicide.
结果发现呢，这个大二的女学生呢，竟然自杀了。
He was very shocked.
他完全的这个被愣住了。
He said, "I have no idea that she would ever commit suicide."
我万万没有想到，她居然会自杀。
And then he realized that as a professor, he is just communicating knowledge.
然后他回想，身为一个教授，他似乎只有在教知识。
So after some thoughts, and then he went to speak to the dean.
结果呢，痛定思痛之后，他就去跟主任去聊一聊。
He said, "Dean, I would like to teach a special course called Love 1A."
那主任，我想要开一个新课，就是叫做爱一零一。
And this is at University of Southern California. And the dean said, "What are you offering a course? Love 1A?"
那这个是在南加大大学，是一个很有名的大学。主任说，你没有说错吧？你说要开爱一零一的课。
And he explained the reason and convinced the dean to let him offer this particular course.
他解释了他的原因，然后并且说服了主任，让他开这堂新课。
The dean let him start this course with one condition.
那有一个条件。
He has to continue his teaching load.
他一定要其他的教学不能够减少。
And this course is no credit, and people can just sign up.
那这堂新课呢是没有给学分的，就是让大家自由的去登记。
It turned out many students signed up.
结果呢，发现有很多学生都去登记。
And he offered this course semester after semester.
一学期又一学期，他继续教导这堂课。
And one of the PBS radio personnel heard his lecture and invited him to speak in the PBS radio station.
那 PBS 是一个教育电台，然后其中有一个人呢，听到他的这个课堂演讲，就邀请他到电台来继续发表。
And after that, he became a national phenomenon.
结果自从那个以后呢，他就全国有名。
He wrote one book called Love, L-O-V-E exclamation mark.
他写了一本书，就是 L-O-V-E 爱，然后有一个惊叹号。
And later on, he is known as Dr. Love.
之后呢，大家呢都给他一个美名，就是爱博士。
And if you go online, you can find his writing and also his audio.
那你如果说你去上网的话，你可以看到他的书、他的作品，还有他的这个录音带。
And one of the stories that he wrote in this particular book, Seven Stories of Christmas Love, was about his childhood when he was 7 years old.
那等一下大家所要听到的这个故事呢，就是他七岁的时候他在做小男孩的一个经历。
To make sure I do justice to what he wrote down, I'm going to read verbatim but selected a particular paragraph.
为了呢不要漏掉什么，我就会直接的从他的作品来读给大家听。
For us to understand the story a little bit, you have to understand the Italian culture.
如果说大家能够要了解这个故事，可能要需要知道一些意大利的文化背景。
Oftentimes in an Italian family, the mother is the deciding figure.
在这个很多意大利家庭里头，这个妈妈权威最大。
The father will just nod whenever the mother nods.
爸爸呢，就是点点头，什么事情呢？妈妈点头，爸爸就点点头就对了。
And secondly,Italians tend to be Catholics, so faith is very important in their tradition.
在意大利家庭里面，大部分都是信这个天主教的，而信仰在他们的家庭生活中很重要。
And in Catholicism, oftentimes they use angels to talk about heavenly things.
而且在他们信仰当中，他们经常用天使来讲到他们的这个信仰。
So with that, this is.Leo Ascalia speaking.
所以说现在就是这个作者在讲话咯。
During this particular Christmas time, my seven-year-old behavior could hardly have been said to be exemplary.
他说在这个圣诞节的佳节时候，我这个以七岁的小孩的身份，我的行为可不是顶好的。
My brother and sisters, all older than I, never seemed to cause any problems.
我的哥哥姐姐们都好乖，从来都不会闯祸。
I, on the other hand, always seem to be in the center of them all.
可是呢，偏偏我通通竟都在闯祸。
For at least a month prior to Christmas,
起码在圣诞节之前一个月
，Mama warned me.
妈妈警告我说
，You are being a very bad boy, Leo.
Leo, 你是个坏孩子。
Christmas angels don't bring presents to naughty boys.
圣诞天使不会带礼物给坏孩子。
They bring them a stick from a tree, suitable for hitting on the legs.
他们只会带给坏孩子一个干树枝，专门去打腿腿。
So, my mother warned me,You would better change your ways. I can't be good for you. Only you can choose to be good.
所以说你得赶快改好啊！我不能够替你改好，你一定要自己赶快改好。
Leo Bascalia's response was, "Who cares?"
Leo Bascalia 他的回应是：我才不管呢。
The angel never brings me anything I want anyway.
那些天使向来也不会带给我什么好东西。
So I did very little over the next few weeks towards changing my ways.
所以说在后来的几个礼拜我也没有怎么样改好。
After a few weeks came Christmas morning.
几个礼拜之后真的来到了圣诞日。
How is it that Christmas morning, no matter how little sleep we had the night before, never present a wake-up problem?
这很奇怪的一件事啊，就是圣诞节的早晨，不管昨天晚上 没有睡多少觉，当天呢还是很快就能够爬起来。
So it was on this particular morning.
就在这个特别的早晨。
It was just a matter of moments after hearing the first movement before we were all up and charging to the kitchen.
就是听到了一点动静，我们一下子咕噜的就爬下床了，就冲到厨房去。
In the kitchen was a clothesline on which were hanging our stockings and under which were our bright, newly polished shoes.
在厨房里头呢，有一个挂衣绳，然后呢，在下面呢，就是我们都已经打好蜡的亮晶晶的鞋子。
It was all we had left it the night before, except that the shoes and the stockings were stuffed to capacity with Christmas angels' gifts.
那一切都好像跟昨天晚上我们临睡觉前呢是一样的，可是唯一的不同呢，就是那些长袜子还有那些闪亮亮的鞋子里面装满了礼物，就是圣诞天使留下来的。
All the stockings.And all the shoes were filled except mine.
所有的袜子跟所有的鞋子都满满的，就是我的是空的。
My shoes shining brightly were empty.
我的鞋子是打亮的发光，可是是空的。
My stockings hanging loosely over the line were equally empty except for one.
那我的那挂在那个干衣绳上面的长袜子也都是空空的，只有一样东西。
From my stockings emerged a long, dry tree limb.
我的长袜子里面冒出来了一根干干的、细细的枝子。
I saw the looks of horror on the faces of my brother and my sisters.
我看到我哥哥姐姐脸上的那种惊愕。
We were all stopped in our tracks.
他们全都停住了。
All eyes went to Mama and Papa and then back again to me.
所有的眼睛都看着妈妈，之后转向爸爸，然后呢就转向我了。
Mama said,
妈妈说
Oh,I knew it. The Christmas angel never misses a thing.
啊，我知道了，圣诞天使都不会做错的。
The Christmas angel only leaves what we deserve.
圣诞天使只留下来我们应得的。
My eyes welled up with tears.
我的眼睛里面满了泪水。
My sisters reach outTo comfort me.
我的姐姐们抱着我想要安慰我。
But I fought them off furiously.
可是呢我用力地把他们推开。
I didn't want those dumb presents, I said.
我原来也不想要那些烂礼物。
I hate the dumb old angel.
我恨死了那个又老又笨的天使。
There is no Christmas angel anyway.
根本就没有这档事，没有什么天使嘛。
As a seven-year-old boy crying, I fell into Mama's arms.
我一边哭一边就倒在妈妈怀里。
She was a large woman.
她呢是胖胖的一个女人。
And her lap saved me from despair and loneliness so many times.
无数次的，当我难过的时候，或者是孤单的时候，我就倒在她怀里。
I saw that she was crying.As she comforted me.
我看到当她安慰我的时候她自己也哭了。
So was my papa.
我爸爸也哭了。
My sister's loud sobbing and my brother's sniffling filled the early morning silence.
我姐姐们的大大的哭声还有我哥哥们的吸鼻涕的声音打乱了这清早的宁静。
After a while, my mother spoke.
过了一会儿，我妈妈开声了。
As if talking to herself.
就好像在自言自语似的。
Leo isn't a bad boy.
Leo 不是坏孩子。
He just acts bad from time to time.
他就是有的时候不乖而已。
The Christmas angel knows that.
圣诞天使知道的。
Leo could have been good if he wanted to.
Leo 如果说自己要做个乖孩子，他就是个乖孩子。
But this year he chose to be bad.
可是今年他选择不做个乖孩子。
There was nothing else the angels could do.
那天使呢，没有办法帮他了。
Maybe next year he'll decide to be better.
也许明年他会决定改好。
And then right at that moment, Mama changed her tone of voice. But for now, we can all be happy again.
在这时候，妈妈的声音改掉了。她说，我们现在可以开始快乐咯。
Everyone basically followed Mama's direction, and they immediately emptied the gifts in their shoes and stockings and put on my lap.
然后大家听到妈妈的命令，就完全的就开心起来了，把他们所有的礼物呢，通通都倒在我的腿上。
Here, they said, take this.
她说，你拿这个，这个给你。
Within a short while, the house was again full of laughter, chatter, smiles.
不需要多久，我们整个的家又是充满了欢笑，大家叽叽喳喳的，好开心。
I had received more than my shoes and stockings could ever carry.
我所收到的礼物啊，远远超过我的鞋子、我的长袜子可以包容量的。
The final paragraph is the postscript of the author.
那最后一个这个一段呢，就是讲的这个这个作者的心得了。
I have never forgotten that Christmas so many years ago.
这个多年前的圣诞节，我一直不能忘怀。
Since then, life has not always been fair or offered me what I thought I deserve.
自从那开始，也许我的人生不尽是完全公平。
Over the years, I know that I have been selfish, bratty, thoughtless, and perhaps at times cruel.
这些年来，我自己也体会，也许有的时候我是粗心的，或者是说骄傲的，或者甚至有的时候是残酷的对别人。
But I have never forgotten that where there is forgiveness, sharing, another chance given.And unwavering love, the Christmas angel is always present, and it is always Christmas.
可是我从来不会忘记，在哪里有爱、有包容、有分享，在那里就能够找到圣诞天使，而这就是圣诞节。
Christmas is about presents, gifts, and also about love.
圣诞节呢，是有关于礼物，并且彼此的馈赠。同时更重要的是有关于爱。
And there is no greater love than Jesus Christ. Next slide, please.
那在这世界里头，没有一个爱比耶稣基督的爱更伟大。
Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 13, it says, Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
约翰福音第十五章第十三节说，人为朋友舍命。人的爱心没有比这个大的。
Jesus is the personification of love, and he became that gift, the sacrificial lamb for our sins.
耶稣是爱最佳的代表，而他就是那个为我们所牺牲的羔羊。
When we receive the gift of forgiveness, we are to give others the same gift of forgiveness.
当我们得到了饶恕，同时我们要以同样的这个礼物来饶恕别人。
May God bless you all.
愿神祝福你们。